This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1863. Fall into the seasonal English phrases. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
It's pumpkin spice season again. When the seasons change to fall, be ready with the right English vocabulary. Get 6 English terms we only use in the fall.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, everything is good, Lindsay. It is the fall. How are you?
I know. I'm good. I'm ready for the fall. I'm ready for the weather to get a little cooler. I love the fall. I love the summer more, but I love the fall.
Yeah, the fall is good stuff. Guys, we are completing our series on the seasons, guys, because way back, I mean, almost a year ago, we were doing a video series. And we were talking about Scrooge, and we realized that that's something that people usually just say in the wintertime. So we started a whole series about like expressions that people mostly say at a certain time of the year. So we did winter, we did spring, we did summer, and today we're going to do fall.
Yeah, good stuff. So guys, there are certain words and you just don't say them at other times of the year for whatever reason. They're just not necessarily in our consciousness at other times. And we're going to give you the ones today for the fall. This is perfect. But before we get into it, Michelle, I want to make sure our listeners know, if you are taking IELTS in the fall, go and subscribe, follow the IELTS Energy podcast. We're over there to help you guys to get your 7 or higher. Okay. Good stuff. Michelle, do you have any other? Well, let's go back through the other ones we did, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first one we did, it was 1711, ugly sweaters and stocking stuffers, phrases you only use in winter. Lindsay, what's the spring one?
The spring one was 1763, springtime, love, and English expressions. I love that one because love is always associated with springtime, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then 1807 was have a summer fling with these English expressions.
Yeah. I feel like love is in all of them. Like, you know, a fling, summertime, and then stocking stuffers, like cozying up to the fire. Love is in all the seasons, Michelle. It's just always the common thread.
That's right. That's right. So today we're doing fall. So let's do the first thing for fall.
Yes. Okay. So changing the clocks. I never know when to do it, and I never know which way to go. So what should I keep in mind when I change my clock? I have to say to myself something that everyone
says.
Say,
spring forward, fall back. So, yes. And this could, of course, be said in the spring too, so I'm cheating a little bit. But so spring forward is when you change it in March, the clocks go forward 1 hour. Fall back, like you're falling back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they go back 1 hour. So, guys, we also used this in another episode. That was episode 1116 about spring forward, fall back. So you can hear more about that there. But to use it, you could say something like, what's the time? Like, what's the time change again? Oh, right. Spring forward, fall back.
Right. So I always think the time, when's the time when we lose sleep? It's in the spring, right? When we lose 1 hour of sleep, you always feel more tired that first day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
It's sometimes, hard to remember.
Like, sometimes I can remember the spring forward, fall back, but I still have to think about like what it's going to do to my body.
I know. Usually I just associate spring with losing an hour of sleep, but it's only that one day and then you're back on track pretty much.
Well, yeah. And it's funny because like that's the better one, but you lose the sleep. So you have to remember it's kind of like opposite. It's like nicer because it's like you lose the days are going to be longer and that's wonderful and you're heading towards a great time of year, but you lose the sleep. So it's, you kind of have to remember it's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. But I think people generally sleep a little bit less in the summer anyway. Spring and summer, we're kind of outdoors more, we're out later maybe. In the fall and winter, it's kind of more sleeping and that kind of thing, I think.
Right. No, you're right. So that's the first one. Lindsay, what's the next one? Guys, these are like very...
Stereotypical,
but they are used. So I mean, you will hear them.
I will say I have not succumbed to this trend and I'm proud of that. I never got into the pumpkin spice latte. And you know, how many more seasons can Starbucks really do this? That's my question. I mean, how much longer can you go? I don't want to know what the sugar content of that drink is, but I think it's probably insane.
No, that's true. Yeah, so they at a certain point, people start saying pumpkin spice season.
Now, that's really interesting because that's a drink and kind of a brand that started at Starbucks, right? They invented that drink. But now it's not just Starbucks that serves this. It's served at every coffee shop in the United States between September and January, isn't it, Michelle? Yeah.
Yeah, I actually... I'm not into pumpkin spice.
Me neither. Oh, like you tried it and you didn't like it?
No, yeah. I don't like...
Okay.
I don't like pumpkin. Because then it started being that everything was flavored.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice.
Yes. I have a problem with pumpkin flavored. Like beer. Pumpkin beer, I do not get it. Yeah. People love it. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not delicious.
I like to eat an actual,
pumpkin pie.
I'm not the biggest pumpkin person in the world, but a pumpkin pie is fine, but it's not like, yes, pumpkin pie.
But
I certainly, if anything is flavored a pumpkin spice, like you just count me out.
Yeah. Like, and now they do probably baked goods in the fall, probably pumpkin spice brownies, I'm sure. I actually made the best pumpkin pie though last Thanksgiving. Have to say I made an old school style pumpkin pie with heavy, heavy cream and just all the fatty things. It wasn't the more modern version of the pumpkin pie that most people make now. It was the fatty one and it was so good.
That does sound good. But yeah, you might hear somebody say something like, I'm so excited for pumpkin spice season.
Exactly. So that's the interesting part. So it started with a drink at Starbucks. It expanded to a drink everywhere and a flavor everywhere. Now it's kind of synonymous with a season. That's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. A whole season for pumpkin spice. Yeah. And then there's apple picking, right? So do you like to go apple picking in the fall?
Yeah. It's again, kind of a very stereotypical thing people who have time to do it, right? I mean, there is privilege in here just in itself having a Sunday afternoon off in the fall to go apple picking and spend the money and get the barrels. And it's a whole thing, but it is fun to do for sure. I like it. I don't go every year, but I go sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't know. It's always one of those things that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go apple picking. And then I don't do it as much. I do it like once every 5 years.
Yeah. I think here in Colorado, I don't think they even grow apples here. I'm not really sure. But it was a common thing in New England, a very New Englandy thing to do when I was living in Boston. I would rather do it there. So
And then there's the pumpkin patch, which I didn't add to here. You go pick pumpkins for Halloween. So
or the corn maze. Like it's common to organize corporate events that are going to be corn mazes. That kind of thing. That's only the fall.
Yeah. So you could say like, oh, we're going to go apple picking this weekend at an adorable orchard.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great sample sentence.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Next one is foliage. And our listeners, you know, if you're living in a place, I mean, really anywhere on the eastern seaboard above, like probably above North Carolina, and anywhere in the mountain west, you see the aspens. There's foliage all over the place. And it is beautiful, Michelle. Upstate New York. Do you and Dan ever make those trips up there? And
We have. So, but not really much in the fall time, but maybe we should.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. New York State is a great place to view foliage. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead.
And I remember in Japan going to, I think, Kagoshima, somewhere close to Mount Fuji, and seeing the Japanese maples just being, whoa, another level of beautiful. I got to say, just gorgeous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the next one that you're going to hear mostly in the fall, I guess maybe in the winter, but is sweater weather.
Yeah. For example, I don't like when it's too cold, but I do love some good sweater weather. I do love some good sweater weather. Why do people like that?
I think it's the excitement of like taking out your fall wardrobe and, you know, it's like it's sweater weather. I feel like it's not too cold, but it's using... Yeah. You still get to put on a comfy, cozy sweater. So I think of that for the fall more than the winter. But yeah, people might use it in the winter too.
Yeah, I think of fall as like maybe leather jacket weather. The 2 weeks in the fall when you can wear a leather jacket in the Northeast, right? Because then it gets too cold, that kind of thing. Or people talk about boots weather, like fashionable boots is another thing, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's the last one, Michelle?
A hayride.
Yeah. So,
if you go to a pumpkin patch, you might get on a hayride and ride around. So you could say like, let's take a hayride at the pumpkin patch. You know, all these sort of fall things, some dealing with Halloween coming up, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. When you were growing up in your town, did you have like a fall festival or anything like that?
I don't remember a fall festival, but I do remember going like to pick pumpkins and things like that. What about you?
Well, yeah, I've told you on this show, my town was in the Guinness Book of World Records. Michelle, how could you forget?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
For the most pumpkins in one place, multiple years running, but not still. Unfortunately, another town took it from us, our crown. We lost that. And I'm not sure if that festival even happens anymore, but we were famous for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's very cool, Lindsay. Yep. I bet that was fun.
It was fun. Should
we do a role play?
Let's do it. All right, here we go, guys. I can't wait to go apple picking this weekend. The foliage there is supposed to be gorgeous. Also, their hayrides. I just love the fall.
Yes. Be sure to drink a pumpkin spice latte.
Well, definitely. I just hate when the time changes. Spring forward, fall back, right? I have to remember that.
Definitely. Wow. It's going to be sweater weather this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll be sure to dress in layers. Yeah, there is something kind of nice about putting on a sweater for the first time.
Yeah.
Also, because sweaters are sort of forgiving, right? They're not so like tight, or you don't need to worry as much about how you look in the sweater. It just kind of just covers you up. It feels kind of nice. I agree.
Yeah. Sweater weather. And it's just fun to say that.
Sweater and getting it right. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Going back real quick, Michelle. So first one I said was apple picking. And again, guys, if you're living in the U.S., you may have people inviting you. Like if you live in New York City or Boston or Philadelphia, maybe people might invite you to go apple picking on the weekend. So accept the invitation. You know, maybe a business colleague would invite you. I could imagine that maybe. Or a corporate work event at a corn maze. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of fall fun excitement.
Yeah.
All right. And then you said also there are hay rides. So, you know, going around the hay.
Yep. And the foliage there is supposed to be gorgeous. There are hay rides. And then be sure to drink a pumpkin spice latte. Now, I don't know if you're being totally literal here. Are you being literal? Are you telling me drink that drink? Or are you just saying indulge in something that feels very fall-ish? It's a good question.
I felt like I was being pretty literal, but it sounds like I know that you like those in this conversation.
Yes,
like,
you have to know.
Be sure to get your, you know, or I could have talked about pumpkin spice season. Like I could have said, it's pumpkin spice season now, so get a pumpkin spice latte, or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe another day we'll do another episode where we know someone well and we can suggest that they get something based on what we know they want and will like, you know? Yeah. Oh, did you get your double chocolate brownie at the chocolate shop or something? Because I know you love that. That would be a fun one to do.
That is fun. That's fun. Okay, yeah. Good. All right. Thank you, Lindsay. So then let's see. Okay. So wait, where did we stop?
We could say, so then I said, definitely,
spice.
I just hate when the time changes. Spring forward, fall back, right? And yeah, we always forget that every year. Everyone forgets it. It's so weird.
Right, exactly. And then I said, it sounds like I was looking at my phone like for the forecast, and I said, wow, it's going to be sweater weather this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Sweater weather. So what's a takeaway for our listeners today? I mean, what should they do now with these phrases?
Well, guys, use these in the fall. Obviously, you can use them at other times of year as well. Yeah. But these are special for the fall. You know, if you are in the U.S., maybe try some of these activities. Wherever you are, try something, you know, different. Like, it's exciting to be traveling to somewhere in, like, a different season. You know, especially if you've been somewhere more than once. Like, oh, you go to, to London. I was in London once in the summer. I was in London in the fall.
Oh,
like,
cool.
In the fall, I got to celebrate. There was something called Guy Fawkes Night. And
yeah.
I got to go to some friends of mine. They're British. And I went to their house. And there was a party. And there were like little fireworks and things like that. I don't remember too much about it, guys. If we have any listeners in England, let me know more about it, because it's been a while. But, you know, try and experience the seasons in different places and do something special for that season wherever you're traveling. Or
exactly.
Staying.
Yeah. Ask people about those traditions, you know?
Yeah.
That's part of it. It's like the seasonal changes matter. They impact our lives. So take part in that with your friends or colleagues if you're living abroad. Really fun. Good stuff.
Exactly.
So that completes that series, Michelle. Winter,
yes,
spring, summer, fall. Guys, go back, listen to the other ones. This was great. And if you have other episode ideas for us, make sure you send them to us, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. All right.
Exactly. All right. This was fun. Happy fall.
Happy fall, Michelle. Have a good one.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.